I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. There are plenty of things parents worry about with their kids at school. Will they fit in? Will they do their homework? Add this in Seattle. Lead in the drinking water at dozens of schools. Worse, district officials knew about the problem and didn't say anything to parents. From KPLU in Seattle, Jennifer Wing reports.
Deb Britt, the mother of 8-year-old Emma, goes the extra mile in keeping her daughter safe and healthy. She feeds her organic food and tries to make sure Emma drinks plenty of water rather than sugary sodas.
We urge her to drink water, and she doesn't tend to drink enough.
Britt was shocked to find out last month that a water fountain in Emma's school tested 80 times over the federal safety limit for lead, a substance that can cause a host of serious health problems. She was even more surprised to hear that the school district knew for over a decade about lead in the water and failed to do anything about it.
I'm mad to think that this information has been out there for a long time, and people knew it and sat on it and didn't do the right thing with it, and that parents weren't informed.
In the early 1990s, the Seattle School District was proactive in addressing lead in its schools. Tests were carried out and dozens of water fountains were replaced. But follow-up tests done by the district showed there were still high levels of lead in some schools. At that point, for unknown reasons, the district took no action, and the public wasn't notified of the results. Last fall, tests conducted by parents revealed the first hints of a problem district-wide. Patty Spencer is the district spokesperson.
This issue should have been treated with higher priority. It was not. We're not happy with that, and we accept responsibility for that.
Of 88 schools tested in the last few months, 70 have at least one contaminated water fountain. In 19 schools, half of the water fountains are at dangerous levels. Ron English, an attorney with the district, is overseeing all of the testing.
The testing program alone will run about $500,000. The cost of fixing all the problems, the remediation program, we don't know, but it will run in the millions.
These issues would have been brought to light earlier if the Environmental Protection Agency required schools to test for lead in drinking water. This used to be the case, but a 1996 federal court decision declared the mandate unconstitutional. School districts, including the District of Columbia, Syracuse, and Baltimore, are now dealing with the same water problem. Baltimore expects to pay more than $2 million to repair pipes and drinking fountains. In Seattle, attention is turning to the health of children. Parents are getting their kids tested to see how much lead is in their blood. So far, everyone has normal results. Dr. William Robertson with Washington State Poison Control doesn't expect any bad news.
We haven't had any clinical problems of lead poisoning as we would define it. The last one admitted to a hospital was 1955, and even that was probably not real clinical poisoning. And I've been looking for this.
Still, there's concern that even exposure to low levels of lead can cause less obvious health problems. Young children are especially vulnerable. Recognizing that with aging pipes and shrinking budgets, this is a problem for schools nationwide, the EPA is now getting more involved. As a first step, the agency has asked states to report on how they're tracking lead levels in drinking water at schools and daycare centers. Some states have tracking programs, many don't. A list of exactly what states are doing to keep the drinking water safe will be posted on the EPA's website next week. For Day to Day, I'm Jennifer Wing in Seattle.